Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's still Thursday in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's time for us to answer the big question. And the big question, if you don't know it, and maybe you're listening to the podcast today and you're like, I don't even know there was a question. I'm not really even sure I should be asking any questions. Well, that's cool if that's where you are, but as it turns out, sort of the word has leaked out and slipped out and in some cases been broadcast very widely out around America with this big question: is it true that Louie and Shelley are planning a church in Atlanta, Georgia? Is Passion planning a church in Atlanta, Georgia? Is something going on that we should know about? And in case you have not heard, which would only be a handful of you if you live in the United States, the answer to this question is excitedly yes. That's the answer to the question. So we were hoping that we would be able to maybe communicate on a different timetable some of the things that God's been putting in our heart, but some circumstances preempted that, and a few things happened while we were on tour in Ukraine. And as it turns out, someone who I'm not sure I even really know all that well decided they would just tell everyone in America on live radio what was going on. So that was fantastic. And so we're not really all that unnerved by any of that, frankly, because we're excited about what's going on. God has his own sense of timing. But just so you'll know, the answer is yes, and I want you to hear it from me personally, and I want you to hear it from Shelley. I just wanted you to know from us, and you're like, why aren't we hearing this? If this is really true, why isn't Louie talking about it? If there is some church news that's happening, why are we not reading about it on the blog? I'm not really sure. I'm confused. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One is because when a lot of the news broke, we were in the middle of leg one, and this world tour is our primary focus this year. And it's what we've been praying for, believing in. It's where our hearts are and our thoughts are. And that's what we were doing for the last month. And I just didn't really want to interrupt that to say, by the way, some of you are hearing these things or reading them on somebody's blog, or you've heard something or your friends told you, because we just didn't want to take the focus away from what God was doing. But now that we're home and a little bit of time has passed, I want to at least speak into it. I want you to hear my heart. I want you to know that we've been praying about this decision for a long time. In fact, our board, the board over Passion, has been praying and talking about it for well over a year and a half now. And Shelley and I have been moving with God over a period of time just to listen to his voice and sense what he's been saying to us. And the bottom line, and there's really not a lot to say on the podcast today, so if you're ready for all the details and the scoop and what's going to happen and how it's going to happen and when it's all going to happen, honestly, we don't know any of that. But I just want you to know in our hearts a couple of things. And one is that the primary part of all of this decision is just myself personally, and then and Shelley and I as a couple just really sensing that this is the step that God has for us for the next chapter of our lives. And we love the church. We Passion loves the church. We've always said that. But we believe the church is the thing that Christ died for, and we want to give our lives for that. And it doesn't mean that Passion is going away. It doesn't mean that we're going to stop loving university students and caring about what happens. It doesn't mean that we're going to stop doing events in America or around the world. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that there's going to be a localized expression, a community that carries the DNA of Passion locally. And people say, well, is it going to be in Atlanta? The answer is yes, it's going to be in Atlanta. You say, well, why is it going to be in Atlanta? Well, because we live in Atlanta. I was born here. I've lived here almost all of my life except for my wonderful 14-year stint out in Texas where Shelley's from. And this is our home. This is where we are. This is where our lives are. And so this is where we sense God wants us to plant and let this be the beginnings of whatever happens. And so we're going to plant a church here in the city. A lot of people say, are you starting a church? And I don't know if you know me very well, but words are really important to me. And I don't like to say we're starting a church, because the church has already started. Jesus started the church, and he's the only one that could have started it and the only one that did start it. So no, we're not really starting anything. We're just wanting to plan an expression of that church here that loves this city, that reaches out to all the people of this city, and that from this city reaches out to all the peoples of the world. And we don't know anything about anything, trust me. But we have this confidence in our hearts because God has led us to kind of go counterculture, Shelley and me. And many of the decisions that we've made, the big ones, the markers in our lives, were upstream, kind of backwards decisions to, you know, the norm. But every time God has led us to take one of those steps, what's happened on the other side of that? It's led us down a road or a path on a journey that when we look back, we just shake our heads and say, this is incredible. How did we get here? And we have that same sense of confidence because God is leading us. And so that's what's going on. And people, you know, it's like, well, I heard Chris Tomlin was coming. Chris is helping us plant this church, and we could not be happier or more excited. We've, you know, been doing ministry together. Chris and I and Shelley and Chris and I have been friends for almost 14 years now. And to have a chance to do this together is incredibly exciting. And we have other friends that are coming to join us. We're not recruiting people and haven't recruited people, but God has put it in the hearts of people who've heard this vision, and they said, we want to come alongside you, and we've said yes to that. Just parenthetically, we're not really recruiting anybody right now or anyone else right now. We don't have a staff. We're not looking for people to be on a staff. We're not accepting resumes. We don't know where it's going to be. We don't know when it's going to start. We don't know when the first service is going to be. We don't know any of that. All we know is that we want to be obedient to God. And we keep saying to the generation that we serve that we want them to say, yes, Lord, to whatever God says to them, and let God fill in all the blanks. And I don't want to be any different than that. And Shelley doesn't want to be different than that. And that's what we're doing. We're saying, yes, Lord, we're going to give this a shot. I want to pastor a local community as well as give expression to all these things that we're doing around the world. And Six Steps is going to go on. All the Six Steps guys are not leaning into being a part of this, and that's beautiful. We want people to be where God wants them to be. But Six Steps has an incredibly bright future. Passion has got stuff going on. We have a world tour to focus on, and that's what we're focused on, and that's why we're not talking about this a lot, and that's why you're not going to hear a whole lot more about it over the next few months, because it's not what we're doing over the next few months. We are on a tour to 17 cities around the world, and that's what we're doing. We're planning a passion event for next year, and that's taking up a lot of our time and energy and vision. Shelley has got all kinds of stuff up and running with the label, and we're excited about every bit of that. And so we're talking about next year, something happening with this church expression. It's not an immediate thing, and there's just not that much to say right now. But because everyone's asking the question, I want you to hear it from our hearts that we are incredibly humbled, incredibly excited. And if I could just say one small thing, and I debated back and forth. In fact, Shelley and I were talking about this right at the Passion House today, but I really don't want to say anything in response. You know, we've gotten a tremendous amount of encouragement from people, and we've gotten a fair amount of questions and concerns from people, I guess is a nice way to say it. And it just has amazed me, though, how many people have formed such strong opinions about something that doesn't even exist yet. And I think what we would like to say today, just from our hearts, is just pray for us. Pray for us that we will sense and know God's heart, that we'll be courageous as we follow Him, and that He will do what He wants to do in and through our lives and in this moment. That's what we're really hoping for. And I'm excited. We're excited about it. And so if you don't hear anything else for a little while about it, then you'll know that we're just focused on what we're focusing on. Everyone at the Passion House today is focused on passion events around the world or some resources that are happening somewhere in the world right now. And that's what our hearts are focused on. So I asked Shelley, she's been really wanting to get on the Passion podcast because she's just like that. And so I asked her to come in and join us today. So she's up here in my office, and she has the coolest office, by the way, in the Passion House. She's downstairs, and it's kind of cool where she is, but she comes up here occasionally to visit. So anyway, we've done some crazy things in life. We've made a few interesting steps, and every now and then the choices that we feel like God's led us to make seem like they're going backwards or upstream, or it's not the normal path. You know, I remember when we stepped out at Choice Bible Study at Baylor University, and I had graduated from seminary, and you know, I was supposed to go pastor a church then, so maybe I got detoured. Maybe I was supposed to do this 20-something years ago. But instead of going and kind of taking the job at the church and doing the normal thing and going down the road, we felt like we should just plant with these, you know, little handful of students at Baylor and just see what God would do. And you know, 10 years later, we were pretty blown away by the way that God had worked on that campus, and that was sort of the springboard for everything else that's happened in our lives since then. So I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I do have confidence that God is God's really big, and that's something to really hope in.
Absolutely. I mean, it just feels like that when you talk about the kingdom of God, it feels like a lot of things are upside down in the kingdom, and it seems like there's a way that seems right to man, but it's not always the way that God is leading in. And I know for us that's been the case lots of different times, that we've felt like the kingdom and Jesus was moving in one direction, and sort of common sense and logic in some ways moved in a different direction. And somehow, I think by the grace of God, we've tried to be people who choose the Jesus direction. And oftentimes, it's not the real popular choice. I think there's a lot of people in our lives who would say, gosh, there's an easier way. You know, seems like you guys could have just done this, or you could have just planted a church, or you could have just been a pastor, or whatever. Why do you have to start something, create something, you know, believe for something? That seems like a lot of hardship for you guys. And but, you know, that's the way the kingdom of God is. And so for us to be able to participate in something that's God-sized and God-breathed, and that he can lead us and direct us in, has been such a joy, you know, for us. So, yeah, this feels like a new adventure of that, and it will be, you know, more of the same, more of waking up every day with a desire to see God and to look into Jesus' eyes and to see what he's saying for that day, and to do our very best to obey and to trust and to believe. And that's what we're going to do. And it's not mapped out, and that's scary in a lot of ways. It would be nice if we had a plan, but Jesus is in control of our lives, and that's really all we need.
Yeah, I think that the coolest part of it is that there really isn't a plan, you know. And I know that a lot of people are like plans, but I don't know, something about knowing that God has always led people without a plan, and that where he leads is really a beautiful thing, is cool. And we have you know, some amazing friends that have come to join us. I'm just going to try to answer all the questions while we're here, but Matt and Beth are moving to Atlanta, and they'll be here very soon. And our friends Nathan and Christy Knuckles are moving to town, and they'll be here very soon. And people are like, man, Chris Tomlin, Matt Redman, Nathan and Christy Knuckles are going to be at this church. That's insane. It's like, you know what? It's family. It's what it is. And it's us being able, we've served in different capacities. We've been in different churches. We've served each other's churches. We've supported each other's churches. And now for a season, it's God putting us as family in one place to see God do something fresh and new. And I really believe that's what's going to happen. And we're not really looking for the model right now. In fact, I don't know that there is a model for taking all the expressions that we have going on and shrinking them back into a local community. I don't know that there really needs to be a model for that. It's just a place of following God day by day. So I hope that answers the question. If you've been wondering or asking out there, it's true. It's going to happen. We don't know when or where. We don't really need anybody to move to Atlanta. We don't need anybody to send us a resume. We don't need really anything right now except for you to pray for the world tour and pray for Manila in the Philippines, because that's where we're headed in just a couple of weeks. And that's what we're really focused on. And that's what we really need the wave to be behind. But there will be something coming downstream. And I'm just wondering, a lot of people have been asking, Shelley, if what you want on your parking space. Do you want First Lady on that? Do you want, I know you don't want Pastor's wife on there.
No,
I've seen some of those at a few churches.
Anything is
fine
with me.
Do you want Pastor Shelley?
I'll certainly park in any space available. Yeah, it's been a big joke. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, it's really interesting because I think a lot of people in the Passion family don't get to see me visibly a lot because I'm extremely behind the scenes, and I really enjoy that part of my life.
And it's easier for you to run everything from behind the scenes.
Well, it's not that I'm running everything generally, but it is that I just enjoy the logistical side and nature of what we do, and I don't mind doing the work that's not visible. I like the invisible. And so that's been the case all along, and so everyone is joking that personality as a pastor's wife will be quite interesting to see. But I trust that God will give me grace for whatever he calls us to do, and that somehow even a personality like mine that does extremely enjoy being behind the scenes will be able to deal with, you know, the call in our lives and to be able to be graceful in that situation. So, yeah, that's another thing that you could definitely pray for. Not the parking space, but definitely for that.
Yeah, we don't really need any parking spaces. We're going to walk to church. But I did want to just say one last thing. Just so you'll know that, you know, we don't just sort of wake up and have these ideas pop in our heads, but this has been something that we've been processing for a while. And even Shelley and I will tell this story probably sometime 2 or 3 years from now when it's more appropriate to tell it. But we really walked together for quite a long time into this decision. And it wasn't just something one day we thought, oh, I know, let's just plant a church. That would be really cool. But it's been something that God's been shifting in our hearts, that he's been stirring, that a lot of pieces have come together to clarify, that we've talked to a lot of people about, that we've gone to the people that whose voices matter to us and bounce these thoughts as they've been progressing inside of us. And there were some defining moments for us. I mean, some really amazing God moments for us. I'll tell you somewhere down the road, you know, a couple of years from now, a couple of them. But Shelly and I had some moments and some places where God just intersected and said, here's what I want to say about this church idea. And it was so clear, it was so obvious, it was so him, that we knew that this is the step we're going to take, and we don't know all the pieces, and there just was a lot of questions. In fact, there are way more questions than answers, but we knew right then and there we're taking this step, and we don't need answers to all the questions because we have heard the voice of God. And so, again, just pray for us. Thank you for hanging in there with us and praying for us as this unfolds over the next year. It's going to be exciting. And I was with Tom on the other day. We had an interesting little drive into Atlanta for the first time of him being an Atlanta resident. We'd gone to dinner with Shelly and myself, and I'd taken Chris back to drop him off. And so I grabbed the recorder out of my bag and got a little bit of a taste of that. So you've already heard, so I think I might preempt the big news of this next little interview. But here's just a little take from Tomlin's side of things. And once that's done, we'll be out on the Passion Podcast today. So thanks for being with us. We'll be back with you guys soon. Please pray for Southeast Asia and South Africa. That's where we're headed soon. Thanks for being with us and supporting us, for being behind us. The wave is growing into a global awakening, and we are a part of it. We'll see you soon on the Passion Podcast. So that's the story on the new adventures. And part of that equation, there's been a follow-up question. That is Chris Tomlin moving to Atlanta?
Yes.
And I'm going to let him answer that question because we just happen to be sitting in my car right now in Atlanta. So the answer is Chris Tomlin moving to Atlanta. I guess the answer really is no.
He has moved.
Because you're in Atlanta.
This is my
first day.
My first day in Atlanta. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty an interesting feeling today, just kind of looking around the city and thinking about this is where I'm going to plant my life for the next several years. And I'm really excited because I picked up a magazine today in my little apartment. I got this, see Louie, I got this little apartment that I'm in, and it's like a month and month till I figure out where I want to be. And so
you're homeless right now.
I'm homeless. I got my clothes, my tennis rackets, and that's about it, in my computer and a guitar.
Wow. It was pretty weird. We went to a live festival Saturday, so we went up on your bus from Nashville to the festival. You drove from Texas.
Yeah.
And just parenthetically want to say, you know, that's a pretty amazing deal because you and I have been kind of walking on this road together for a while now, 13 years or 14 years or something like that, mm-hmm. since we met, and always dreamed about doing something together. And we both love Austin Stone with all of our heart, and I know you love Austin more than anything imaginable, and you taking that step was probably a bigger deal than anybody listening to this podcast will ever really fully understand, and that probably that I'll fully understand. But something in your heart was like, you know, this is what we've been dreaming about and hoping for. And so you drove your car to Nashville, mm-hmm. with your possessions in it. Not all of them, but the important ones.
Right.
We jumped on the bus, we went to a live, came back to Nashville Saturday night late, and then you and I drove down from Nashville to Atlanta. It's pretty weird because we're driving into town and it's like, you're here.
I'm here, and it is a big step. I, you know, leaving Austin has been an amazing season of my life, and I'm so proud of that church and what is built there. And I know it is strong. It is so strong, and it is moving, and it's changing that city. And I am proud to be a part of it in just a little way. And I'm looking forward into the next season of life, the next steps. As I mentioned, I picked up this magazine today, and it's an Atlanta magazine that my realtor had given me, and it is about the future of Atlanta. And it says, in 2020, which is just 12 years from now, There'll be 2 million more people in this city. 2 million people moving. By 2020, 2 million more added to the population, which is, they said, the largest population growth of any city in the United States. And so I had just something in my filled up my heart and just more confirmation of, I think this is a pretty good place to put a church. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be the largest population growth in the United States.
Wow.
We're gonna be able to be a part of that, planning a church in this city where it's just the opportunity is massive, and the opportunity to reach new people. I mean, 2 million over the next 12 years, and that's not long when you think about it. 12 years, and so what a great place to be! What a great place to be setting out on this journey.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't even know that, but there's 6 million people in the city right now, give or take, and so that means Atlanta's grown from 6 million. To 8 million people in 12 years. That blew my mind, because a friend of mine leads a church real close to where we're sitting right now, and he told me that within a 10-mile radius of where we're sitting right now, there are 300,000 people that don't go to any church on any weekend. And that's just right where we're sitting right this second. And to think about adding 2 million more people to the city, it's like, man, God, just please put favor on the churches of this city. Increase the vision of the churches of this city so that this city really can truly be maybe a sending ground, you know, for the whole world.
Yeah.
But welcome to Atlanta. That's a weird thought, man. And you're about to get out of my car, and that's weird.
Sleep in Atlanta.
And go to your little temporary apartment. And, wow. So, anyway, welcome to Atlanta. We're glad you're here.
Thank you, man.
It's going to be awesome. We'll be right back.